sport, game, or hobby? Simon Beaver, series editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. When is a sport not a sport? What exactly is a sport? People often believe they know until you ask them to explain. When we hear the word sport, we usually think of football, basketball, the Olympic Games, and things like that. But isn't a sport more than that? Different people have different answers. Some people think that an activity must have a winner to be a sport. But does that mean that running and swimming are only sports when you are in a race or a competition? What about when you try to improve your own running or swimming? Aren't you trying to win against yourself? Is that a sport? Many people think that a sport must be hard for your body. But what about if you only need to think? Look at chess. There are chess competitions and chess stars. So is chess a sport? And do you need to be strong and fit to take part in a sport? What about Olympic shooting? You don't have to be strong to do that. One thing all sports need is skill. A skill is something special you can do better than others. It's often a thing you learn, but some people have natural skills. Most people can learn to play football, but to be a really good football player, you need to be naturally quick and move well. Then there are hobbies. Hobbies are special activities that we like to spend our time doing when we aren't working. So a sport can be a hobby, but not all hobbies are sports. Painting and cooking are hobbies, but no one calls those things sports. If your hobby is looking after your garden, people don't call it a sport. But if you climb mountains, if you're a mountaineer, many people will say you're taking part in a sport. Maybe that's because mountaineers compete. In other words, they try to do better than other climbers. But gardeners compete too. Maybe you have flower shows in your town with prizes for the best flowers. So why don't we call that a sport? Finally, what are games? Football is a game, but chess, video games, and hide-and-seek are games too, each with its own rules. Is a game something we do just for fun? That's also true for hobbies. And some games are clearly sports, but people don't agree about others. This book looks at different activities. Some are watched by crowds. For some, you have to be fit and strong. For others, you have to be smart or quick. But are they sports, games, or hobbies? You decide. Chapter 2, Machine Sports. Some people say it can't be a sport if you use a machine, but not everyone agrees. Some sports use high-tech machines. They can be as important as the people who use them, or even more important. How about car racing? Fans know that a driver can be the greatest in the world one year and do badly the next. Why? Maybe because another driver has a better car that year. So is car racing a sport, or is it more a competition for car makers? Probably both. Racing drivers must be strong, fit athletes. Car racing is very tiring. Formula One drivers lose as much as 3 kilograms of water from their body in just one race. Racing drivers need to understand their car and the track or road they race on. They must think and do things very fast. And crowds watch. So we can say that car racing is a sport, but one for people and machines working together. What about flying? Today, it's more like a job or a hobby. But a century ago, people like Louis Blériot and Amelia Earhart were stars. They were the first to fly across seas and oceans at a time when it was very dangerous. Some of them died. So why did they do it? To be first, to be better than everyone else. Isn't that what sports is all about? How about a game played since 2000 called geocaching? Is it a sport? In geocaching, people use their GPS or smartphone to find a hidden box, or cache. Before geocaching, people played the same kind of game. They had to find a written note that sent them somewhere to find another note, and finally get to the cache. Geocachers use the internet to tell other people where to find caches. They often hide boxes in places that are very hard to get to, on a mountain or along a river. There are caches in cities too, and even one on the International Space Station. Inside the caches, there are lists where finders can add their names. There are also prizes that aren't too expensive, like unusual money or small toys. There could also be travel bugs with numbers on them. Geocachers move these travel bugs from cache to cache. They put the numbers from the travel bug on the internet. Then other geocachers can follow online where the travel bugs go. If finders take prizes from a cache, the rule is that they must leave other prizes that cost the same, so the box is always full. Many players say that geocaching is a sport. Other people say it isn't. But if enough people think something is a sport, isn't it? Even if it uses high-tech machines? Chapter 3. Electronic competition. Today, electronic competition is popular. But is video gaming a sport? Most young people now play video games. 30 years ago, they were very simple games on small screens in big machines. Now we can play video games on computers, TVs, or phones. The pictures look almost real, with amazing art, colors, and sounds. Before, only one or two people could play. Then at-home consoles arrived in the 1980s. Several people could play together. There were racing games, different sports like football or tennis, and quests. Quest players had a goal, maybe to help a queen in danger. They traveled through strange places and did many difficult things to win. In the 2000s, more and more people got computers and the internet. Now many people around the world can play the same game together. There are three main kinds: shooter games, with a lot of fighting; strategy games, where players have to think and plan; role-playing games, where players become one of the stars of the story. Today, there are video game competitions in stadiums. Many people come to play, and crowds come to watch. The best players are very skilled and fast, like athletes. So, video games have now joined football and baseball as stadium sports. In Chapter 2, we asked if something is really a sport if people use high-tech help. What about robot sport, where robots do things instead of people? Every year in California, there's a big meeting called Robo Games. It's the world's biggest robot competition open to everyone. There are over 50 different kinds of competitions for the robots. They include fighting robots that shoot out fire and hit other robots, walking humanoid robots, and others that play sports. Most of the games are for autonomous robots. Autonomous means that nobody controls them during the games. They decide what to do alone. The people who started Robo Games wanted robot builders with different skills to meet and share ideas. The idea is that the games will help to improve the science of robotics. Quite soon, we may see even more fantastic robot competitions. The Japanese company Honda has built a robot called Azimo that can run. Running is easy for most people, but amazingly difficult for a humanoid robot. Robots like Azimo could race against people one day. So what will tomorrow bring? In the 1970s, we didn't have the smartphones, video games, and robots that we have today. What will we have in the 2020s, and how will it change the world of high-tech sports? Chapter 4. Discipline sports. Discipline sports are special activities that need a fit body and a different way of thinking. But are they all really sports? Discipline means two things. First, a discipline is something you study. Second, if you have discipline, it means you can do difficult or unpleasant things to reach a goal. In discipline sports, you work to improve your body, control your body, and also change the way you think. Martial arts are popular everywhere in the world. A long time ago, people used them to fight in wars. But today, martial arts, like karate and judo, are sports. To practice them, you must learn to be strong in both your body and your mind. People who practice martial arts don't want to hurt or control others. The goal is just to improve yourself. People can do that alone, but they also enjoy competition. Crowds watch Taekwondo competitions. They're a part of the Olympic Games, so most people say they're sports. But what about a martial art called Tai Chi? It's almost like dancing. You have to move your arms, body, and legs in special ways, often very slowly. In today's competitions, people don't fight. The competitions are like a show with judges to choose the winners. So is Tai Chi a sport? Or is it more like a beauty competition? Competition yoga is perhaps even harder to understand. Many people who practice yoga meditate. That means they try to relax and forget the world around them. To help them do this, they hold their bodies in special positions. Yoga was started by people in India who believe that after we die, we're born again in another body. Today, people who believe this say that practicing yoga and meditation help a person to forget the world and all the usual things that people want. Then they can be a better person in their future lives. But if yoga is about improving yourself and forgetting the world around you, why have competitions? That isn't really the idea of yoga, is it? Rajashri Chowdhury was born in India. She's the head of USA Yoga. She wants yoga to be in the Olympics. She says that competition yoga isn't about meditation. It's a sport. Roseanne Harvey from Canada doesn't agree. She has practiced yoga for 15 years and writes about it on the internet. She says yoga means not getting angry, not hurting other people, and understanding them and yourself. She says most yoga classes tell people not to compete. She also thinks that if people see competitions, they may not want to practice yoga because it looks so hard. So are all of these disciplines sports, or just some of them? Different people have different ideas. Chapter 5. Animal Sports. People use animals in competitions, but are those competitions sports? People have raced horses for centuries. Today, horse racing is one of the most popular sports in the world. In many countries, there are racetracks, stadiums where horses race. Owners pay a lot of money for the best horses and riders. Crowds go to see the races. But what about other animal activities? Dog and cat shows are very popular. People make their animals look beautiful and healthy. They teach dogs to stand and walk in special ways for the judges. But can we call this a sport? Many people come to watch and there are winners. So maybe we can. And falconry? For thousands of years, falconers have taught falcons to fly away, catch other birds, and bring them back. They take part in competitions. Fans watch. So is it a sport or a hobby? What do you think? Chapter 6. What do you think? Read about a game that many people love to play and watch. Is it a sport? A game from Britain is becoming very popular in other countries. Snooker. Here are the main rules. There are two players. There is a special table, which is very big, about 3.7 meters long and 1.8 meters wide. There are 22 balls, one white, 15 red, and six more of different colors. Players use cues, long pieces of wood, to hit only the white ball, which must then hit a colored ball. Players get points for hitting a colored ball into one of the six pockets around the sides of the table. Players must pocket a red ball first, then they can choose a different color ball. There's 1 point for red, and 2 to 7 points for the other colors. There are big snooker competitions in different countries. Large prizes are given, and the best players become rich. Crowds watch. Games are shown on TV. Snooker fans say it's a sport. Others don't agree, perhaps because great snooker players don't have to be fit, fast, or strong. So do you think snooker is a sport? Why, or why not?